Easy. Okay, there we go. I did it perfectly.
What?
There we go. Yeah.
Would you be able to explain this like I'm five?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Nah, we need Kelly out here. We need Kelly. Wealth transferring to new demand, wealth transferring to experience holders. So you can see this is going to be, as money goes up, new money is going to be coming in. At the peak, is basically all new money. At the bottom, just think, hey, this is the smart money sticking around.
Yes.
Well, right now, it seems like we have bottomed out from the smart money. You know, we saw that little bit of a dip with the, I think this November, December 22 crash. Now we're on the way up. Last time we were looking at a similar metric on the bottom, we had a pretty nice run up here. So I'm not saying that's going to happen again. That was the 2019 run up before the March 20 crash. I think if that crash hadn't happened, that just would have been more of a chop consolidation period there. This is really, really huge. Elon Musk asking Robert Kennedy Jr. to do a Spaces next week. I think Monday, 2 p.m. Robert Kennedy Jr. already replied, he is down. So we're going to have another huge Twitter Spaces. Did you listen to the DeSantis one?
No, I didn't listen to that one, but I wanted to, and then I was just busy during it.
Pretty good. Educated me on a lot of issues I was misinformed about as far as Florida goes. Shed a lot of light on the Disney situation and shed a lot of light on the misinterpreted book banning, where it really isn't a book banning. It was just empowering parents to decide what schools are in, like, their elementary and middle school libraries.
Yeah.
Call me crazy. I think that's kind of a good idea. They pointed this out here. The Witcher, the official Netflix Witcher, tagged Cardano Gaming. Thoughts? Isn't that huge? No one's talking about this. No one's seen this. I haven't seen anyone talking about it. It's pretty big to me, though. And it's a, you know, it's not like the IOHK account. It's a smaller account. But yeah, pretty big stuff there. Big stuff there. I'm pretty bullish. All right, so let's pull it up. We got it pulled up on CoinMarketCap right now. It's currently coming in at 15 cents. Let's look at the all-time price before we look at the tokenomics. So obviously, you know, I've talked about this launch before. I'm not going to repeat anything I said, but I think by any objective measure, this is not an ideal launch. You know, when you're launching, I think it was above $3. Yeah, above $3, and then it crashes all the way down to 20 cents. It's not ideal. It's not what your community wanted, below 20 cents, actually. But then, you know, with the bull run, this fits in my thesis. I am more bullish on coins that had a second high in 21 versus the April high there. So they had a higher high. I'm bullish. They went all the way roughly close to $2.50. Right now, coming in at 15 cents. All right, so a 10X is $1.50. Mm-hmm. 15X is going to be $2.25. So you're looking at roughly a 16.5X here, folks. This is pretty big for it to reach all-time highs. I'm not saying it will, but I'm saying if it did, you're looking at a 16X. Market cap right now is $1 billion. It's kind of high, but hey, that can definitely go higher. Fully diluted, 1.5. So we got about 2/3 of the coins in circulation. Here you can see it's actually 76%. Total supply, max supply 10, total supply is 76. Okay, so that is the circulating. So we could have more, 72% you're saying right here, actually. So we have different for total and circulating. There's a lot of stuff with the centralization of the nodes. I've done a little research, and I'm not trying to come off as bearish, but they have two sets of nodes. One, anybody and everybody can be a node, but all these nodes got to be under these 100 relay nodes. And the 100 relay nodes is the centralized aspect of Algorand. They are hand selected from the Algorand Foundation. So you know, they have to like you for you to be able to be given that. Or, you know, you have deep pockets. Like, if, you know, if Apple wants one, they're going to get one, of course. Mm. So that part, you know, it is a little centralized, but I think centralized to a degree is what is going to get VC money happy. And I think we've seen VC money is invested. I think, you know, there's Clinton Foundation connections. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Nah, I mean, I don't have thoughts on that. With Algo, when it comes to Algo, it seems like where other coins kind of shook it off and just kept moving. Ever since the SEC went after Algo and called it a security, Algo, like, the centralization of the nodes, the devs, it just seemed to have...
It took the wind out of the sails of the community.
It's like they've fallen asleep. They just need to wake up.
It took the wind out of their sails.
Yes. They need to wake up. Because it's still... The potential is still there. It is... And I wish AJ was around here so he'd come talk about it too, because he knows a lot more. But he's not out on it, but he agrees. I don't want to speak for him, but he said, like, he agrees. Algorand needs to wake up. My wife and I just had a baby. People have asked here before, like, where's TJ? First of all, TJ is hanging on. TJ's getting other work done too, but TJ's wife's about to have a baby. My wife, we just had a baby. He's a little over a week old. So I'm this weekend going to be spending more time with him, you know, helping my wife take care of him. He has been awesome. His name, I know some people don't like names. His name's Brody. So if you guys ever, if you guys do nighttime prayers and you guys pray over people, pray over Brody. He's a fresh one.
Just keep him out of the cool. Adrenochrome farms.
Keep him out of that farm for sure. But yeah, that's my weekend for the next long while, DZ, is going home and spending time with Brody. So,
Are you doing skin-to-skin contact?
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, he loves, like, at nighttime, like, I don't know, babies are supposed to, they're supposed to eat, like, every 2 to 3 hours. But sometimes, like, he'll sleep with me, like, in my arm, and he'll sleep for, like, 5 hours straight. He loves it. So, It's awesome. It has been one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. And you never know, for anyone who's a parent out there, they're going to be able to support this 100%. You never know how awesome it's going to be to have a child until you actually have it.
Well, it's our biological imperative to continue our genetic material.
Yep.
You know, not to sound like a robot. No, it's love, family. Now, it's about someone wiping your butt in 50 years, folks. Let's be real.